This is Onwell Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Army Radio News Summary, I'm Olive Summers. The Leprosy and TB Control Program has cited inadequate funding as one of several challenges impeding the full implementation of its programs. Speaking to Army Radio News on the occasion marking World Tuberculosis Day, Dede Bar-Kesley said the program was facing difficulties in keeping track of patients who have become drug-resistant. The acting program manager said this is due to the abuse of TB drugs. Dede Bar-Kesley said the prevalence rate of the disease is estimated at 510 to 100,000. She, however, noted that the program is using the community-based approach to help prevent the disease, warning that it is detrimental for patients to abandon treatment. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization Regional Director for Africa, Dr. Masidisu Moeti, has called on African governments to embrace and adopt the NTB strategy as the world observes this year's World Tuberculosis Day. World Tuberculosis Day is celebrated on March 24 each year to build public awareness about the global epidemic of TB and efforts to eliminate the disease. The day is one of 8 official global public health campaigns marked by the WHO. The Ministry of Health has deployed vaccinators across Grambassa, Magibi, and Monserrate counties to immunize children against measles. The move is in response to a recent outbreak of the virus in the 3 counties. The measles outbreak has so far affected 30 children, with 2 deaths reported. The Director of Communications at the Ministry of Health told Omi Radio News that the vaccinators are deployed to immunize children between 9 and 21 months. Sabo George noted that parents are being encouraged to take their children for the vaccine so as to contain the measles outbreak. A local organization has embarked on a campaign to improve relations between the citizens and the police. The head of the Citizens Bureau for Development and Productivity, John Kama, said the campaign, which is being undertaken in West Point and Logan Town in Monrovia, seeks to bring the police and the people face to face. John said this is intended to dialogue on ways they work together to promote a culture of peace. He also disclosed that town hall meetings are held to encourage the people to always seek legal redress to their problems rather than engage in violence. The news is coming to you from Onmill Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Kenya's school's exam board has been dissolved over irregularities in last year's secondary school exams, which saw 5,000 results cancelled. The BBC's reporter in the capital, Nairobi, said the exam papers were shared on WhatsApp before exams. The reporter adds that many Kenyans are now questioning the credibility of the results. The chief executive and 8 other KNEC officials have been ordered to make police statements. And UN judges at The Hague are delivering their verdict in the case of former Bosnia Serb leader Radovan Karadzic, who faces multiple counts of genocide and crimes against humanity. Mr. Karadzic, now 70, is the most senior political figure to face judgment over the violent collapse of Yugoslavia. His case has been seen as one of the most important war crimes trials since World War II. He denies the charges and has told the court he expects to be acquitted. Mr. Karadzic argues that any atrocities committed were the actions of rogue individuals, not the forces under his command. That's the Omi Radio News Summary, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Onmill, you can log on to www.onmill.unnations.org, facebook.com/onmill2003, or twitter/onmillnews. I'm Olive Thomas. Good afternoon.